Thank you for calling customer support. This is Angela. How can I assist you?
Yes, I recently did a certified CCW, and I was wondering, is it recognized in Montana?
Let's take a look. One moment.
Sure.
Said Montana.
Montana,
It is. Yes, sir, it is recognized. When did you do your, let's get your zip code, please. I can pull up that order.
59917.
Your name?
Tim Ryan, Ryan.
And your address, sir?
Physical or mailing?
Your mailing address, please.
Post Office Box 1016, Eureka, EUREKAMT, 59917.
All right, thank you for that. Yes, sir, it is recognized in the state of Montana. It says, according to the Montana Department of Justice, Montana does recognize this permit. Yes, it is.
So, so I filled out everything. So where do I take it to get it signed off?
All right. Now, you took this back in October. You started back in October.
Yeah.
Are you paid the 85? Yes, it says October the 18th was the day that you applied for your CCW certificate. We sent you the digital copy to your email with your receipt. So that's where you print it off.
I've got a printout of it, everything, you know, and I filled it out. But who do I take it to, an official, to get it signed off?
Okay, so this is was with the state of Virginia. They cover up to 28 states. They have a reciprocity with 28 states, and which means that their concealed carry permits are accepted in that state and vice versa. But it had to be mailed back. We sent you two emails.
Okay.
The second email had...
I mail it back to you.
It had to be mailed back to the state of Virginia by the 31st of December, sir.
Oh, okay. Well, now what do I do? Have to take it again?
Well, no, sir. You don't have to take it again. It's just that they had a cutoff date for the online orders by the 31st of December because they had a huge influx of requests to get those online CCW certificates.
I've been in the hospital.
I
broke my neck and had a hip replaced, so I've been kind of messed up. So
I'm sorry to hear that,
sir. That's all right. I had no access to my computer, so.
Okay, so you were unable to get it done. Yes, it sent you a second email that had the questionnaire in it. You know, when you apply for a concealed carry, you have to complete that questionnaire that says, have you ever been in a insane asylum? Do you have a restraining order?
Right.
Question those lines.
I got that paperwork printed out and it's all filled out, but like I say, I just got out of the hospital just a week ago, so.
I'm glad to hear that you're doing better, but this time you just hang on to it and see if they begin to take online orders again, and that's the time you will send it in. Most likely they'll send you an email letting you know that it's active again.
Okay.
Right now, yes, sir. Just hang on to it.
Okay, I'll watch. I'm around my computer now. I just didn't have access to it at the time. So, well, thank you for your time.
You're welcome, and thank you for calling customer support. You have a good day.
Thank you.